Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The White House Coronavirus Task Force has grouped Philadelphia along with Washington, D.C. and Baltimore as potential hotspots where there could be a surge in new cases. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the city's response to that.
Philadelphia's health commissioner, Dr. Tom Farley, live on KYW this morning, says he appreciates the attention the White House is giving the situation here, even though the rate of new known infections in the city could be slowing.
It's not going straight up. It's curving somewhat to the right, and so that's a good sign, and that may be a sign that our social distancing is having an impact.
Social distancing that he says has to continue for the time being to get the city over the hump and save lives.
This is not the time to let up on our recommendations. Keep your distance from other people. The virus is still out there plenty. And although most people get over this infection, it absolutely can be deadly.
And so Governor Tom Wolf says he spoke with the vice president about making the area more of a priority.
While it's not good news that Philadelphia and the southeastern part of the state is seen as a hot spot, it is going to be helpful in terms of getting more attention from the federal resources, and that's a good thing.
Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio.